This recording, Russia 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at the old zoo in desert district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more for her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kid, and headed to work. When she got there, she was a woman with the goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that annual animal could be suffering from rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see this in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for her beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unusual mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling "comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile, and this time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was unable to hold into comma and give her a relaxation bath. Once Sarah has managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered the effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I cannot imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison and a millionaire lawyer thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Odessa, Ukraine, USSR, in right after Second War, and January 30th of 1946. Like all kids back in Russia or back in USSR, we went to school in first grade, and from second grade we additionally to Russian language, what is main language in the country, in any republic, we started learn Ukrainian language, what is second language, but national language for this republic where I live. And the difference in Odessa, Ukraine, even this is part of Ukraine, 99.9% of population of Odessa never speak Ukrainian language in my time. Right now, that the main language in Ukrainian country, and everybody's supposed to, that's number one language. But back in my time, main language is Russian language.